This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Fasting, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah Azza wa Jalla write for you the full reward for Arafah, Ya Allah. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to make us among those who are forgiven the sins of the previous year and the one to come. May Allah protect us from this, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Now, quickly, inshallah, in terms of the etiquette of Salatul Eid, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. By the way, before we go to that, if you've seen the videos of the Hujjaj right now as they come around the Kaaba, maybe right at Adhan al-Isha, by the way, they were praying Salat al-Eid over there. If you notice, if anyone was watching, as we were hearing Adhan al-Isha here, Salat al-Eid was going on there in Mecca. And some of you might have noticed that there were people still making tawaf. Even the Salah was going on, and people were still doing tawaf. So what's going on? Why are these people not standing for Salat al-Eid? Anyway, because Salat al-Eid is not a requirement for the Hujjaj. The Hujjaj, they're not required to pray Salat al-Eid. So even if that Salah is going on, they still need to finish their tawaf and their ibadah. It's not for them to pray Salat al-Eid. However, if they pray, it's still valid. It's valid for them to pray Eid, but they're not required to pray Salat al-Eid because their ibadah is not Salat al-Eid. Their ibadah is actually the tawaf and jamarat and everything else required for them to do during Hajj. Salat al-Eid is for us, those who do not do the Hajj. That's why it's actually has been prescribed for us, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. At least something we share with the Hujjaj, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Now, in regard to the etiquette of Salat al-Eid, according to the majority of the ulama, is considered sunnatul mu'akkada, which means highly recommended sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Except for in the Hanbali school and Ahl al-Athar, they say it's actually mandatory. Anyone who's capable of coming to pray, they should come to pray Salat al-Eid. Now, regardless of whether you believe that's mandatory or sunnatul mu'akkada, the fact that the ulama, they don't say they're just considered recommendation. They said sunnatum mu'akkada. It's okay. It's something to stress on and emphasize on. It is important that we pray Salat al-Eid, inshallah ta'ala. And make sure to prepare for it very well. And by the way, who should come for Salat al-Eid? Everybody. Everybody. The men, women, and children. Even according to Hadith Atiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaha, even the ladies who are in their period, those who don't pray, they should still come and attend, obviously, the khutbah and the festivity that happens after Salat al-Eid. They don't pray with the jama'ah, but they listen to the dhikr and they join the jama'ah, of course, in celebration after Salat al-Eid, inshallah ta'ala. Now, we know that's going to be very hot over here, so it's up to them when they want to show up, for example, for that. They can stay at home, estimate when the Salah is going to be over, and come celebrate with the people, inshallah ta'ala, and enjoy the festivity of Salat al-Eid. After that, the sunnah, of course, to prepare for Salat al-Eid by after Fajr, if you can. After Fajr, take a shower, you know, groom yourself properly, make sure to clean yourself very well, dress up in the best way possible, of course, keep it modest as well too, and not so extravagant. Does it have to be a specific dress code? No. You can dress your cultural code, alhamdulillah. As long as it's shari'i code, that's fine. Whatever that you want. Make sure to try to, in the process, as you prepare for Salat al-Eid, to keep doing takbirat as well. Saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Make sure to make your family ready also for Salat al-Eid, you know, according to which one you're going to come, the first one or the second one, inshallah. Then it's better if you can walk to the masjid rather than driving your car. So come walk into the masjid so that you're doing your takbirat, meeting the people in the streets. Everybody's doing takbirat together, alhamdulillah, greeting each other and saying, you know, the greetings of Eid to one another. And then after you're done from Salat al-Eid, inshallah, azza wa jal, then you can celebrate with the people. When you go back, there's a sunnah that you take a different route, but that's back in the days when people lived in the same neighborhood, so they go from different alleys and different streets to meet other neighbors. If you can do this over here, bismillah, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, just you can go home and rest, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, it is sunnah, after you're done from Salat al-Eid, if you have already prepared for the udhiya, that you go and you do it. Now, doing the udhiya with the qurbani, you have all ayyam al-tashriq, the days of dhabih al-nahar. You don't have to do it on the first day. Don't rush if you don't want to do that. If you want to spend the day with your family, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. You still can do the udhiya on the next day, which is the 11th, the 12th, all the way until Saturday before Maghrib. These are the days of the udhiya. So you can do it on Wednesday tomorrow, you can do it on Thursday, do it on Friday, and you can do it also on Saturday until before Maghrib. These are ayyam al-tashriq, in which the takbirat will continue, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if you didn't want it the first day, you can do it the next day, the day after. Okay, some of you might say, well, I didn't have an intention to do udhiyah. Can I make intention maybe later on? Bismillah, go for it. You can still do it. So once you do that, the sunnah of what you do with the meat. The meat, basically, the udhiyah itself is the sacrifice. That's it. Now, what do you do with the meat? That is up to you. So back at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, at the very beginning, he forbade people from keeping any of that meat. The reason why? Because they used to have a lot of refugees, so the Prophet ﷺ wanted them to share with them and not saving anything afterwards. But then he says, I used to forbid you from keeping any of your udhiyah, now you can. So the Sahaba, or at least the ulama, they recommend to divide the meat into three portions. One third you give as a gift, hadiyah for your friends, one you give to the poor, and one third you can serve your family, inshallah ta'ala. But you don't have to do it that way. You can keep it all for the poor, you can gift everything to everybody, anyone you want, or you can keep it all for yourself. Because the udhiyah is just the sacrifice of the animal itself. Now, do I have to do anything specific on that day besides that? Of course. Obviously, visiting your arham, your salat al-rahim, calling the people, your family members, making sure to reconcile, inshallah, with your loved ones. Make it a day of festivity, inshallah, tabarakah wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of you, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah forgive your sins, shortcomings, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that day a day of celebration to all of us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the suffering from those who are suffering on that day, ya Rabbil Alameen. And make it easy for all our brothers and sisters around the world to be able to celebrate this day with joy, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu ta'ala. Any question, jama'ah? Bismillah, go prepare for Eid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.